Hi, boys and girls. Did you remember to turn your clocks back? Spring forward, fall back. Of course, a lot of grown-ups use the extra hour to party till the dawn, and then they tend to fall forward. Well, Uncle Jay's news word for this week is actually two words: close call. A close call is not when you text message the person standing right next to you. No, that is a pathetic, pointless, what's wrong with you call. A close call is when something bad is about to happen and then suddenly doesn't. And luckily, the news has had a lot of that lately. In Hollywood, the threat of a writer's strike had hearts pounding like the hearts had cocaine in them or something. Imagine a world without writers showing us the realism of historical events or the fantasies of our favorite daily soap operas. Thank goodness for the close call, and at the last minute, the writer's strike did start. Whew. In other news, the man nominated for Attorney General almost didn't get approved in Congress. It was another close call. President Bush said he wouldn't nominate anybody else, which means we might not have had an attorney general, maybe just an attorney sergeant. The attorney general's main job, boys and girls, is to enforce all the laws that he feels like enforcing and then forget everything he ever did. Congress's main job is to oppose everything the president wants and then approve it and then add $1 billion to it. In other news, media star Don Imus had a with retirement, but now he's back. Not everybody is going to be that lucky.